It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks again to Jesse Agler. You can listen for him to incorporate the word arenaceous into tonight's television broadcast on Padres.tv. Of course, we'll have Bob Scanlon and Tony Gwynn for you at 4:40 and the Eco Water SoCal pregame show at 3:40 again today with Sammy Levitt. We will preview the matchup, game two of the series. Padres going for their first three-game winning streak of the season.
Just keep checking off boxes.
Yeah, I like keep checking them up. It's stacking those dubs first, too,
back
man.
First wins on back-to-back days they just had Sunday, Monday this year. Now I'll get to that three-game winning streak. Of course, last year the stumbling block was always four that they couldn't get to. But they've already checked so many boxes this year.
Don't stop
that
now.
That they didn't. For instance,
Don't take your foot off the gas.
Yeah, seriously. I saw in the UT, the newsletter this morning, that last year the Padres had four comeback victories when they trailed by two runs or more in the fifth inning or later.
That's it.
They have four already this year. They didn't even have one at this point last year. They already have four, and they have matched last season's total of late comeback multi-run victories already in 2024, including, of course, last night when they were down 3-1 going into the fifth inning. They got one in the fourth, and then they got six in the fifth, and eventually went on to the 7-3 win over the Milwaukee Brewers.
That is, that's something, it's so necessary, too. I mean, if you want to make a run, a serious run, you got to stack as many wins as you can while you're playing hot, while things are going your way. And it feels like the ball is bouncing the Padres' way right now. So, like I said earlier, like about Jackson Merrill, I mean, he's living right now. Hopefully he continues that torrid pace, man. It's hard to imagine, but he surprises us at every single turn.
He's now, I think, in the top 10 or even top 5 in the National League in batting average. Yep. He's moved all the way up. It's been a long time. I used to watch Padres games since the team wasn't very good when I was growing up, simply to see where Tony Gwynn would be in the batting standings every single day. You know, you'd watch and see where he is compared to Todd Helton or whoever he was going up against for the batting title that year. And he got two hits tonight, so he's going to move up a little bit and a tick. Been a while since there's been a candidate for a batting champion, and I don't know that Jackson Merrill in his first season will be able to keep up that pace. Even Tony Gwynn didn't hit 300 his first year. It was the only year he didn't in his career hit over 300, but that's especially nowadays when so few guys hit 300 in Major League Baseball, that would be an incredible, incredible accomplishment if Jackson Merrill could stay anywhere close to that over the course of his rookie season. But boy, is he off to a great start so far.
Yeah, I like that Schilt, you know, is letting him hit left-handers, and you know, Wade Miley's in the line on the bump today. He's like sneaky good, and he's been really good against the Padres. And you know, Crony, we don't have an update yet on his calf. I mentioned it earlier. Probably a good day to give him off, Benny. Don't know what you're going to do at first. If you put Brett Sullivan in, he's also a lefty. You know, so if you want to play the matchups, and it seems like that's something that they want to do. You know, Sugar maybe plays left, maybe
Jerickson
pro
at first. Yeah, which, I like that idea. You thought of that.
It's not terrible, but if you wanted to give Merrill a day, and I don't know why you would, because he's red hot. You know, you're going to have to figure out somebody that's going to play first base for you today. So I would imagine Eddie Rosario is going to be in the lineup. Mash is left-handed hitting. He does not have a single all year. Every hit that he has is all extra base hits. So fine with that. Keep that going. like I said, Miley on the bump today, you can hit Eggie third. Like he just crazy sees left-handed pitching so well. Made a nice defensive play last night as well at third base. So hopefully he's going to be in there today, and I would imagine a pretty right-handed heavy lineup.
Eggy has a 273 average, a 333 on-base percentage, and a 727 slugging percentage.
Man. You do not can't hit a single, dude.
You don't see that kind of gap between the OBP and the slugging very often.
It's the dream. The dream. Just all you do is slug. Just doubles and
that's,
homers.
That's like Joey Gallo, which you'll see from Joey, except he walks enough that his OBP is usually pretty high. So, all right, we'll talk more about today's game coming up. Right now, though, let's get some headlines from Pauly in today's Rondle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondle Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy?
All right. Good morning, my friends.
Good morning. Did you change the music on us?
I did. There?
That was jarring.
What is that?
I was wondering. I was hoping it wouldn't just go unnoticed.
No. Went noticed.
Oh. So we had to change out the music because, not that anybody cares, but the old bed for the Rondle Report is not royalty-free, apparently.
Ah, right. No kidding.
And while it usually runs pretty low while we're sitting here talking and playing clips, there was a moment in yesterday's show where Woodsy made an inappropriate joke.
Inappropriate.
I know, it was very unlike him. And we just sat in silence like this while we reacted. And it caught, YouTube caught that 3 seconds and said, uh-uh. Can't do that.
That's unreal.
So I'm switching it up.
The magic of the internet.
Yeah, how about that?
It's one of my better jokes, I thought. Got a lot of reaction on that one.
Yes.
Hopefully the missus didn't hear it. I didn't hear anything, so.
All right.
You were proud of that one.
I was.
Yeah. First story here today. I love a good sports documentary. ESPN kills it with their 30 for 30s, and I saw yesterday that ESPN Films has announced an upcoming 30 for 30 on the legendary ESPN SportsCenter broadcaster, the late, great Stuart Scott.
Dude, I cannot wait during that thing, man.
Just the way that he brought everything together on his broadcast, he was so good. A life gone far too soon.
Oh, way too soon.
How can you not think back to his ESPY speech? He's been gone almost 10 years now.
That's
crazy. Passed away in 2015, but I did pull just a little bit, about a minute, of his very emotional 15-minute speech where he got the Jimmy V Award at the 2014 ESPYs. So less than a year later, he passed away, but this moment was just amazing.
I can't ever give up. Because I can't leave my daughters. Yes, sometimes I embarrass them. Sometimes they think I'm a tyrant. That's a direct quote. There is an adjective that describes tyrant too, but I'm not going to go there. Taylor and Sydney, I love you guys more than I will ever be able to express. You two are my heartbeat. I am standing on this stage here tonight because of you.
F-word.
My oldest daughter, Taylor, I wanted her to be here, but college sophomore, summer school, second semester, starting this week. Baby girl, I love you, but you go do you. You go do that. My littlest angel is here. My 14-year-old. Sydney, come up here and give Dad a hug because I need one.
Are you trying to kill me?
Thank you, ESPN. Thank you, ESPYs. Thank all of you. Have a great rest of your night and have a great rest of your life.
It's emotional, but I don't ever want that to be forgotten. I think that's an important speech. If you have 15 minutes, the whole speech is on YouTube. You won't regret it. But Stuart Scott, I cannot wait for this documentary. I don't know when it's coming out. Further details will be announced later, but it has been greenlit by ESPN, and it's a go.
Couldn't get through that.
Being a sportscaster is almost inherently a bit of a nerdy, corny profession. I mean,
speak for yourself, dog.
I am speaking for myself. Jesse's got a little bit of that in him sometimes.
Jesse's a stone cold
even
killer.
Even the greats have a little bit of that, you know, punny, nerdy, corniness to them. Was there ever a cooler sportscaster?
No, you didn't vibe from him at
all. Stuart Scott. No. You never did.
And you never got the I'm smarter than you vibe.
No,
from
not
him.
Like Keith Olbermann had the smarter than you vibe.
Smarmy a little bit. Yeah. You know, you never got that vibe.
Rich Eisen has a little smarminess.
He does. He's great. Yeah. But
it's
like,
great. Yeah, yeah. No, I love all of them, actually. But Stuart is the only one who did the job without ever seeming uncool.
Yeah, 100%.
It's always cool.
The official press release from ESPN summed it up great. They said, the film will tell the story of the trailblazing broadcaster who shattered preconceived notions of how on-air figures were expected to look, talk, act, and think, and in the process, helped bring hip-hop and black culture into the sports media mainstream. Scott entered the sports journalism world determined to remain authentic and quickly established himself as a force to be reckoned with. He drew admirers and critics for his unique style, enlivening the broadcasts with references to hip-hop and other black cultural touchstones.
Yep, he was great, man. Just phenomenal.
All right, next up, a very bizarre scene yesterday in the Rockies-Phillies game.
Oh, boy, this kind of move that it's hard to defend.
Yeah, Kyle Freeland, now he appears to be okay. I think probably start there.
Start there, 100%.
But he injured his shoulder. It was his non-throwing shoulder after he was used as a pinch runner in the ninth inning of their loss to the Phillies.
I just realized I have two non-throwing shoulders.
And two non-working legs.
He
the last guy to pitch run in the history on the planet. You know, Ben, the two Higgins.
Everyone else is unavailable.
You know the two guys on the motorcycle in the Guinness Book of World Records? I'd put them in before I would put you in to pinch run. Either one of those guys. Hey, off your bike, you're pinch running. Before I push you in there.
So they put him in the game, two outs, and the game was tied 1-1. He went to third on a wild pitch, and then he tried to score after another pitch got past the catcher, and he just hurt his shoulder, but they're saying he's okay.
Bro, I get it. You don't have a lot to be excited about if you're a Colorado Rockies fan, manager, teammate. He's the one bright spot.
Yeah.
He's one of two, three, maybe. They are 4-13. They're going nowhere. But why? I don't care if he runs like Usain Bolt. Like, you're a pitcher. You're going to pitch, and that's all you're going to do. If it's September and, you know, you want to take an AB, all right, fine. The pinch running in April? And wanting him to score the go-ahead run, so he's going to have to go, Buddy Black, I love you, but holy smokes, man. And I think he's done this before.
I think you're right.
It doesn't make it okay.
No,
it never
just
made
it worked
okay.
A couple of times.
Right.
All it takes is the one injury.
I mean, Joe played left field once.
He did. Can you imagine?
Nothing counts from 2020.
Can you imagine?
To be clear.
That's true. But can you imagine Joe goes barreling back for a ball and slams into the wall? We'd be like,
hurts his shoulder.
Are you out of your mind? Remember when Joe did the play in the minor league game?
Triple A rehab.
We were screaming at him. Please stop. We get it. You're super competitive. And Freeland could have been in.
No one cares if you win this game or not.
He could have been in Bud Black's ear going, come on, dude, put me in. But that is just, I mean, look, he's terrible to start the season, but he is literally their ace. Like, he is their best pitcher. You can't even judge. He's got good stuff. He just plays in a bad ballpark on a bad team. But, yeah, man, I don't think that was the right move, man. I really don't.
Finally, got a new invention that is trying to get going here, and I'm not sure if this is going to work out or not. Big fan of the Ring cameras and Ring security, anything like that.
I saw a coyote in my yard this morning.
Wow.
Big one. Big, big coyote.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, very.
That is terrifying.
Very.
Yikes. You know, most people have Ring cameras now, and you can watch on your phone from wherever you're at. You can see if a package has arrived, if somebody's on your doorstep when they're not supposed to be there, or whatever. You have total security coverage.
And it's great.
Well, there's a Kickstarter that is going around right now for a device called PaintCam Eve, and it's very similar, home security. It's like a Ring doorbell, except this one's going to have the capability to shoot paintballs at targets with, quote, ultra-high precision.
Just like with an app? Like you just, so, you're on your app and you just want to, all right,
it's a smart device with facial recognition, and the paintball firing can be triggered by you on, I assume, on the app, or you can just set it up to be automated, which would, I'm sure, have no problems whatsoever.
DoorDash, Amazon, you just like, I'm not delivering there anymore. Do you know how many times?
Kid knocking on your door to sell, like, magazine subscriptions.
Ow! You know how many times my wife, you know what she does to me? I'll be out in the front, and she'll see me on the ring, and she'll hit the big alarm. Like the, and it scares.
The klaxon.
It scares me to death. And I'll turn and be like, GD, stop it. She does it to me all the time.
What do the neighbors say about that?
Bro, she does it for like 2 seconds, but it's loud enough to where you're like, but I'm like, my ticker will explode.
Jeffrey in the chat says, can't ding dong ditch anymore.
No. Be amazing. And then, you know, there's some kids running around with paint all over the back of their legs. Like, were you at my house earlier? Yeah. I think you were. Bro, all right. I'm going to go ahead and assume
that this will not actually
it's not
to
going
fruition.
To catch on, I don't think.
I think there's a lot of lawsuits.
The temptation would be just to do bits. Just be like, Ben, hey, I do not feel well. Will you bring me over some Dore soup? I'm inside laughing like, here we go. Just pound him with paintballs? Be the greatest thing of all time. Of all time. I like this idea.
Well, door-to-door salespeople will be on notice.
100%. 100%.
Can I leave you this pamphlet
about
our Lord and Savior? That would not happen as often.
But it's going to hurt. It's not without punishment.
I can send you the link, and you can join the Kickstarter if you'd like to get
what
it
is
on
it
the ground.
What is it marketed as? Is it a defense for...
It says Paint Cam Eve, redefining smart security.
Okay.
Target marking, paintball defense, app control, smart detection, and night vision. The first security system with integrated real-time face recognition and game-changing paintball
is it
marking.
Less to in like you're not hurting people, you're just marking them so you know who it was,
or just
back off, like
giving them a little enough to know I don't want to come up here again. There's this in our neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood, but there's a lot of like rock car robberies. They walk around. They keyed my car. They tried to get in. We caught them. You know, we saw it on the camera. Tried to get in, didn't. And the guy runs his key down the side of my car. I'm like, oh, cool, dude. Like, what did you want? What do you think you're going to get out of my car? Right? Like, there's not much in there. And I do wonder. Now, that I wouldn't mind. I don't want to hurt somebody permanently. It's not. I
mean, paintballs don't feel good.
No, it does not feel good to get hit. Have you ever played paintball?
I've never actually done paintball.
Let's go
paintball.
To break. I want to come back and talk about this.
All right. Paintball?
Just one more thing.
I always think about the bank robbers, the dye packets that they
the
used
to
mark the bank robbers.
Guilty.
Which one of you robbed the bank? Oh, the one who's covered in
blue dye.
Blue dye right there.
That's great.
Let's talk paintball.
Paint-covered
paintball. And then a Padres preview when we come back after a check of traffic. Bennett Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back into paintball talk, just an update. You mentioned that rumor about Rory going to LIV. He has addressed that rumor today. Todd Lewis of the Golf Channel reporting that Rory says he has not been offered anything to join LIV.
Do it in your Irish Rory accent.
I don't have an Irish. We've already established that no one has an Irish accent.
No, literally nobody does it better.
Not going to LIV Golf, even for $850 million.
You will play where for the rest of your life?
I'm going to play on the PGA Tour for the rest of my life.
It's gotten much better. Much better. You're just brilliant, actually. Better than Tom Cruise.
He did say that, though, today.
He did.
That he is PGA Tour...
For life.
For life.
Lifer.
Even if he was offered $1 billion. He's not going. Don't quit asking.
Yeah, I'm not going to, so quit asking. $850 million. That would be... The only reason they were going to do that is just for a power play. Just like... I knew he'd get you. Everybody has a price. How about $850? Bro, how about $100 million? Yeah. You're like, oh, God. I mean, it's been, especially when you're not playing
billion.
Well.
$2 billion.
Yeah.
$5 billion.
We've got it.
You know what? We've got it. We want you badly enough. Everybody has a price. Is that true? Does everybody have a price?
Oh.
I mean, if you won't do something for like $2 billion, would you do it for 10? I mean,
right? No. What's the difference?
And there is a point where if you won't do it for a certain price, you won't do it for anything.
God, it was great. I love that accent. It's gotten much, much better. And you do it on command. Like, that was really good. I'm very proud of you. It's great. Never played paintball, huh?
No. It looks like it hurts.
It does.
And I don't like doing things that hurt.
I didn't play
other
it a
than
lot.
Being a Padres fan, which right. I that's pretty much my
San Diego
level of
sports
pain,
fan.
Yeah.
That's.
I grew up with, like, paintball was a thing.
Sure.
For sure. And then it turned into airsoft.
What's airsoft? Is it the
like
same
the
thing?
BB gun.
The BB guns,
whoa.
Pellets, little...
I did not know that was an evolution. I just thought, like...
No, they have, like, courses where you can go and play, like, airsoft.
But shoot each other?
Yeah.
With BB guns. We shot each other's BB guns.
Eye protection and all of those things.
And there's that in paintball, too.
Yeah.
What about laser tag? Did you ever play laser tag?
Once or twice.
That's fun.
When I did it, it didn't work very well.
Ben's just getting like, I don't get it. I'm pointing right at you. I can see it. I can see
the... You remember the early laser tag
it was
and how
horrid.
Wonky it was.
Like a helmet?
Yeah.
I'm aiming right for you. It's not catching. What a joke laser tag is, to be honest. It really is. Paintball was like the next level. And I didn't have my own gear and stuff, but I would play with friends. It hurt. It hurt bad. But I didn't know that they evolved into
airsoft. Midpoint. It's not like the traditional metal BBs that you probably remember. They're like little plastic balls.
Plastic balls.
It still hurts.
I mean, there's the whole paintball like culture with the capture the flag, like military teams.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah. Going and doing that. And it's not something that ever appealed to me.
We did it part of a bachelor party weekend in Portland. They had a course. And you can set up like 4-on-4 and there's capture the flag or whatever you want to play. It
seems like we have a new bid idea.
Paintball.
We'll get Adam. We'll go 2-on-2. Me and Woods versus Ben and Adam.
Come on. I don't get. Why do I have to have Adam? Why does Adam have to have me?
He's like, bro, he's little and like quick.
I want Tony Gwynn Jr.
You need somebody little and quick like Adam. He can hide. Paulie and I are huge, hulking figures. Like, you're going to get us. All right,
I can't do anything. I'm slow. I'm big.
It's going to be great.
Huge targets.
I'm in.
It's going to be fun as hell. Tier 1 paintball day. out of this a great idea?
I was just going to find like a hole and just hide the entire time. Won't even unleash a shot.
The guy in the military just hides behind the sandbags. He's like, how is it out there? You guys are kicking ass. Keep it up. I'll be here.
Doesn't one player have to stay alive to win the game at the end?
I don't even
I'll
know.
I'll be that player that just tries to
in a tree.
Stay alive the entire time.
Yeah, Adam Klute, you want to do team building? There's your team building. Paintball. Let's do it. I'm all
in. We need a draft.
Ooh, we could go show versus like show.
Or a draft.
Captains and a draft.
I like show versus show versus show.
Oh, like different
show
teams?
Show versus show, yeah. It's pretty solid.
You, me, and Paul. Annie Elston and Braden. Scraby, Ello, and Gwyn. Now, who's favored?
I don't know.
That is, it's actually fairly evenly matched.
I think so.
I'm going to take the afternoon show out of it. I don't think any of them ever shot a paintball gun.
Really?
Hmm.
I bet Scraby, yeah.
Tony's going to be the most athletic of all of us by far.
He is, like,
and he's surprisingly spry. You'd be, I mean, he used to be at least somewhat of an athlete.
Yeah. We get smoked, I think. I'll be honest. I think we get killed.
Scraby and I kind of cancel each other out, although he probably is. He's younger than I am.
He's way younger. I think
that's
going to
help. Braden's young and probably he's going to move around pretty well.
Yeah.
No idea about the Annie Elston factor in terms of like marksmanship, stuff like that.
Annie's silent killer.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of the game doesn't require anything in terms of speed or just. Target shooting can be anyone could be good at that.
I don't know.
I'm not bad in terms of like dart things like that that require accuracy is not my worst.
All right. But you got to move.
That's not good. That's the part that I would struggle at.
Okay.
But like, you know,
if we need a sniper, that's you on top of a ledge, just sniping people.
Like,
all right.
You know, horseshoes, cornhole, darts. I'm not bad at those kind of games in terms of accuracy.
I want to do this. That's a station. I think it'd be really, really fun. Yeah, somebody said like
I don't want to do like face paint.
Oh yeah, we want to do the whole thing.
The face paint,
yes, of course. Of course.
Gotta do it all. Yeah.
All three shows all three shows versus Adam. I'm in for that. The guy's by himself. All right, run.
We'll give you a 5-second head start.
1, 2, 3, but I'm so in. I'm so in. Oh, it'll be like a field trip, man. It'll be so great. There's one in Alpine. Okay, good. Streaming it would be gold. Adam would love that.
Alpine.
Then we're trying to find a sponsor.
Randall Barbecue afterwards to celebrate.
Best day ever, man.
I'm reading in the chat here. James puts this in, and there's got to be a story to this. He said, try going paintballing against the Marines on Pendleton.
Bro.
... Never again.
No.
Why? What were you? What'd you think the outcome was going to be there?
Oh, Tyler,
still play football against the Kansas City Chiefs. That'd be fun.
Tyler says all the show hosts against sales.
Oh,
sold. Like, was it? You cannot bring that Rambo knife. With
station
you, like,
versus station. We can go up against
across
John
the street?
And Tammy. Or,
oh. Never mind.
No, I didn't think about that.
That's what I thought you meant. I gotta go to the bathroom.
All right, we're gonna come back. Speaking of sporting events, we got tickets to give. Got tickets to give away to the San Diego Mojo, our newest team at the Viejas Arena. They're gonna be taking on the Omaha Supernovas. It's pro volleyball. Got a 4-pack of tickets for the game on April 23rd. Be the third caller right now at 833-288-0973 and win Mojo Supernovas tickets. Grab your tickets now at provolleyball.com. Cheer on San Diego's newest team, the San Diego Mojo. And we'll come back with our game preview, game two of the Padres series against the Brewers coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
I didn't know there was a paintball movie, Ben, but Jonathan in the chat said, Woodsy, you need to watch the movie Gotcha. And he says, his college paintballer caught up in espionage. Anthony Edwards and Linda Fiorentino.
Talk to me, Goose.
Huh. Yeah, Anthony Edwards. Also, Linda Fiorentino. Solid. This movie came out in 1985. I did not know paintball existed in 1985.
She was the one. She was in the original Men in Black, right? She was that was Linda Fiorentino.
Big fan.
I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Quick update here. Padres expecting large crowds this weekend when they welcome the Blue Jays to town, but very main for all three games. You can visit Padres.com/tickets today. First interleague games, right, of the season. Padres have not played any interleague matchups yet.
I believe you're correct.
Got the Blue Jays coming to town. You only see them every other year. So Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and
Bo Bichette,
some of their stars coming in, a chance to see them this weekend.
Be there Sunday.
Out to Petco Park.
Yeah, be there Sunday.
Yeah, we'll all be there on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll all be there.
Remember the biggest fan contest that we did a couple of months ago? This is the day where the winner gets the suite, and we all show up for the biggest fan game on Sunday.
I'm looking forward to it. We've got a Tier 1 game that morning. Weather looks like it's going to be perfect this weekend, knock on wood. So I actually get a game in and then go straight to the ballpark for the Padres Blue Jays.
Adam has literally sent us...
six reminders?
At least six reminders to be at the game for the biggest fan. Which is, I don't mind. I like going to the game. No problem there. Happy to be there. You're going to come after your Tier 1 game.
Yeah,
on
we're coming
Sunday.
Straight there after. Paul, are you coming too?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll be there early, and then I'll head to Channel 10 after like the fifth or sixth inning, but you can come later if you want it.
No,
you got your game moved up, so you can be there the whole time.
I moved
great.
My game, and the other coach said, sure, no problems. We moved it to 9 a.m., so as soon as we're done, do a little wipe down in the car. And cruise out to Petco Park. So excited about it.
All right, we're going to check our traffic for the last time, and then we can look ahead to today's sports day, including the Padres matchup in Milwaukee next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Paul, how do you boot somebody out of the chat? Because Tier 1 Jocelyn put in the chat, the UCSD ropes course is a fantastic team-building event, Adam Klug. That would be fun for the crew.
Nope.
Why don't we just run a let's run a half marathon as the station. Sounds
Should I put her in timeout?
I'll put her in timeout. That sounds we're not looking for ideas here. We're not crowdsourcing this idea. Let's put the can you imagine us
team
out on a ropes
parkour.
Course? Yeah. Like how about powerlifting? Team building, powerlifting and distance running. How about the triathlon? Team building triathlon. Jocelyn. Come
bad,
on.
Bad idea.
Bad idea. Put her in timeout. Cannot do this. I'm sure Megan says it's gorgeous. I'm sure it is. You seen all of us? I don't want to go do a ropes course. I just don't. It's a lot of effort. Cameron says, I can imagine you
I
doing
I can't even
these.
Climb up a rope, so it's
Bro,
done
I
before
never,
it even
hey,
starts.
I never could.
I couldn't either.
Paul, you ever
even
get,
if you had the knots tied in the
did
rope,
did you ever
I couldn't
get up
it.
The rope in gym?
No.
I never got up.
Never got up.
There was
the
always
rope.
The, it was always the unexpected kid.
That too. Kid, and he was like, and he get up. You're like, you stupid
like not,
son of a
not
bitch.
Not overly
I hate
athletic.
You.
No. It just always that one kid though that could just fly up the rope.
I've never felt. More like a weakling than on rope day and chin-up day. Mom, I do not feel good. I do not think I can make it to school today at all. Rope day was mortifying. And I hope that they've banned it in schools so that my kids' self-esteem is a little bit better than their dad's at 48 years old. I was so envious of those kids that could do it.
I think even if I was able to get to the top of the rope, the worst part would be like, now what?
Yeah, now I got to shimmy down too. Like this
rope
is,
burns
on your legs.
Rope burns the worst.
I remember there are people that can just see a rope and just climb it, which is and they like wrap their they do that thing where they wrap their leg around it and they shimmy up. I don't have it, man. I've never had it. I've never been able to with the knots. You're right. Even you're standing on the bottom knot. And you're like, oh, my God. Weak upper body. Cannot get up that stupid thing. I hated that. I hated distance running more than anything in school. It's just the worst. So no, Jocelyn. No feats of strength. Thank you very much for this stupid, stupid show.
Here's what we got coming up today for you. 3:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show. 4:40 Padres and Brewers. Dylan Cease making his fourth start. For the San Diego Padres, and while his last start was his first win, he's actually been very hard to hit in all three of his starts. He gave up two hits, four hits, two hits, and two earned runs, and no earned runs in his last three starts. Just one home run in those three starts as well. He struck out 6, 7, and 7. Dylan Cease may not be quite getting all of the results yet, but he's pretty much been as advertised.
He's my
so
game
far.
One starter, my friend. Period. The end.
For
right
a playoff
now.
Series right now, yeah. He's been the Padres' best pitcher so far, and he'll be on the mound against another veteran in Wade Miley, the left-hander who will go for the Milwaukee Brewers in game two of this series. He's also gotten off to a good start this season with a 2.25 ERA this year, and as you said in the past, has given the Padres some fits before as well. But, you know, this team has faced other guys that have also done well against them and seems like they've bounced out. Now, he's only had one start, so he only gave up one hit in that start against the Cincinnati Reds, who are usually a pretty potent offense. So we'll see how he backs it up today in his second game of the season.
Looking through, looking through some of the current Padres and what they've done off of Wade Miley right now, Benny. Xander's hit him pretty well, 333 average, slugging 556. Tatis has hit him well, just a couple ABs, one for two with a bomb. Manny's got two bombs off of him. Xander has one. He's pretty much owned Jake Cronenworth, 1 for 7, 2 Ks. Profar.
We'd be surprised if Jake's in the lineup tonight for multiple reasons.
Profar's hit him pretty well as well. So, yeah, the guys that you're going to see in there for sure. Hassan Kim, limited action, 1 for 3. So, but yeah, so you're gonna see a little bit of mix and match, and I would imagine today he has not seen what Aggie Rosario can do off of him. That's my pick tonight to have a monster game.
And then Padres will wrap up the series tomorrow morning. We'll be off a little bit early for Sammy's pregame show at 9:10 a.m. Off day on Thursday, and then that aforementioned series against the Toronto Blue Jays this weekend at Petco Park Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So I have no knowledge of this, and you can look this up. How are the Toronto Blue Jays doing?
About 500.
Okay, I was gonna guess, but I was gonna say underachieving. But I just based on past performance in the last couple of years, are they 500?
They're 9-8. So just like the Padres, one game above 500. You know, yeah. I mean, you could say that's underachieving, but that's kind of really where they've achieved the last few years.
True.
A few games, a gamer here or there above 500 the last couple of years. I'm sure they would hope for better, but
scary-ass team, though.
Everybody
dude.
In the AL East currently has a winning record.
Yep.
At least one game above 500 in that entire division. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting team to see this weekend. Also, on the sports calendar today, Woods, what am I looking forward to?
Today on the sports calendar, mm-hmm. you are looking forward to the NBA play-in game.
Yes, the first two play-in games of the NBA postseason tonight, starting with the Los Angeles Lakers playing at the New Orleans Hornets in the 7-8 Western Conference play-in matchup at 4:30 p.m. on TNT. The winner gets the 7 seed in the West and plays the defending champion Denver Nuggets.
How many games they play?
One.
Just one and done?
Just one.
Okay.
Now, the loser of the 7-8 game gets to play at home against the winner of the 9-10 game, which is the second game tonight, the Golden State Warriors at the Sacramento Kings.
So that's fun, though.
That's like, an elimination game. The loser of that game is out. They're done. Their season is over.
So the 7-8 seeds,
it's two chances, basically.
Two chances.
Yes, and the 9-10 have to win both to get into the bracket. So
it was a weird idea when that was
LeBron says it's so complicated they want to get rid of it. He's probably just mad because they were the 8 seed. They would have been in and facing Oklahoma City if there was no play-in tournament, which really is kind of the ideal outcome for the Lakers. I think you'd rather face the 1 seed Oklahoma City than the 2-seeded Denver Nuggets.
Mike Greenberg from ESPN was getting dragged, I guess, because I didn't hear the whole segment, but I guess his take was that the Lakers should throw their game, not play LeBron and AD,
so
that they would not have to face the Nuggets.
The risk there is very obvious, though. If you lose that game,
then
you're putting your entire season into one game against either the Sacramento Kings, who I think won 3 of 4 against here, or
the Warriors,
the Golden State Warriors, who still have Steph and Clay and can go off at any time, and all of a sudden,
you're now done
for the season. You just obliterated the Pelicans 2 days ago. I think you just have to take your chances, win the game, and
you don't
figure if you're going to win the championship, you're going to have to beat the Denver Nuggets at some point.
Exactly,
if it's not
right.
The first round, it'll probably be later on. Just take care of them early if you think you've got a chance. And if you don't, doesn't matter anyway who you play in the first round if you're not going to try to win a championship.
What time is that game?
4:30 for Lakers, Pelicans, 7 o'clock for Golden State, Sacramento. And then the Eastern Conference will be tomorrow. First game's interesting. The 8-9 game, or the 7-8 game, is Miami, Philadelphia. So you got the Heat, who made it all the way to the finals last year, remember, from the play-in tournament, against the Sixers, who got Joel Embiid back and have been playing really well. I mean, they're better than a play-in team, so that's an interesting matchup. The other two teams, Atlanta and Chicago, I think are kind of the losing record also Rans, but they do get a 9-10 game tomorrow as well.
You said
also.
Hornets, by the way. It's the Pelicans.
Pelicans, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
They were the Hornets, and then they
Charlotte
moved back
Hornets.
To Charlotte. Very confusing. The teams change all the time. Yeah, Pelicans, sorry.
Well, I'm excited to see the tweet from the Dodgers wishing the Lakers good luck tonight. I know you are as well. City of Champions, right?
Well, maybe they won't.
Fight for L.A. All that. Very cool. I'll be watching Pods.
It's more Southern California's team, yeah, I think.
Totally, totally.
SoCal Lakers.
Something that Lakers fans say.
Well, we don't have a team here.
It's more tingly than hot.
San Diego, so.
I'll be watching the pod race, my friend. Yeah, I will not see 1 second of
I will also be watching the pod race.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Keeping just a little tab on what's going on.
Some noties on your phone.
Love a 4:40 first pitch.
It was last night at 7:08. I remember looking down. The game's coming to a close, and I just looked at Ann. I go, this is livid. This is, the kids were down. Still light outside, but I was like, this is livid. Game's almost over, and this is a beautiful thing. A 4:40 start is like the greatest
start.
No,
it's a little, for some people, it's a little early because they don't get home from work, and they're missing the first few innings.
Since when do I care about other people?
I know you
man,
don't.
I'm talking about myself.
I understand you don't, but it's a little early for some people.
I understand. It's not like the old days. You can watch it on your phone at work. You can watch it and listen to it in your car right here on 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's number one sports station. You can listen to that. You know, there's a lot of ways to consume. For your old pal Woodsy, gets those kids down, gets a nice, healthy night's sleep. It's pretty wonderful. Pretty wonderful.
Now, the later games, though, your kids are already down. You can focus on the game.
It's hard.
It's different.
My
like,
God,
you're going to be
hard.
In dinner, bed prep time. That's hard to watch the game for you.
It very much is. Bo asked me last night, what if they hit it into the high deck? What's your question? Well, does that mean? I go, it's still just one run. Well, what if there's two guys on base? It's still a three-run homer.
There's no distance bonuses. This is
no,
not the home
it's
run
the
derby.
Home run derby. He's bro, I love him. Obviously, you know that. He's making me insane. The other day, and I tweeted this, if you missed it, we get out of the car to go pick up Taylor at preschool. And there's a penny on the ground. And Bo goes, oh, Dad, look, a quarter. I go, that's a penny. He goes, oh, some kind of nickel. Bro, I start ripping my hair out of my head.
Kids today will have a better idea of what cryptocurrency
Dude,
is than coins, which are almost
that's
completely irrelevant.
Is that like a Bitcoin?
Oh, some kind of nickel.
What can you buy with it? Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Nothing at all.
We're watching the Masters on Friday. I tweeted this one. He goes, oh, is Xander Schauffele is playing. He has a friend named Xander. So he goes, oh, Xander, like my friend, that's a cool name. I go, yeah, he went to San Diego State. He goes, oh, so he played basketball? I go, no. I go, they have other sports there. And he goes, well, what sport did he play? I'm like, what are you watching him playing? You're watching him play golf. He clearly played golf there. He's doing this on purpose, I'm convinced. He's going to drive me insane.
Oh, man. So he's getting gaslighted by a 5-year-old.
Gaslighted, yes. Oh, some kind of nickel. This is one of my favorite lines I've ever heard. And I don't know if he was kidding or not. I have no idea.
All right, that's it for us. Annie and Elston coming up next for executive producer and imaging director Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday from all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
I didn't know there was a paintball movie, Ben, but Jonathan in the chat said, Woodsy, you need to watch the movie Gotcha. And he says, his college paintballer caught up in espionage. Anthony Edwards and Linda Fiorentino.
Talk to me, Goose.
Huh. Yeah, Anthony Edwards. Also, Linda Fiorentino. Solid. This movie came out in 1985. I did not know paintball existed in 1985.
She was the one. She was in the original Men in Black, right? She was that was Linda Fiorentino.
Yeah, big fan.
I like her. Mm-hmm. Quick update here. Padres expecting large crowds this weekend when they welcome the Blue Jays to town, but very main for all three games. You can visit Padres.com/tickets today. First interleague games, right, of the season. Padres have not played any interleague matchups yet.
I believe you're correct.
Got the Blue Jays coming to town. You only see them every other year. So Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and
Bo Bichette,
some of their stars coming in, a chance to see them this weekend.
Be there Sunday.
At Petco Park.
Yeah, be there Sunday.
Yeah, and, we'll all be there on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll all be there on
remember
Sunday?
The biggest fan contest that we did a couple of months ago? This is the day where the winner gets the suite, and we all show up for the biggest fan game on Sunday.
I'm looking forward to it. We've got a Tier 1 game that morning. Weather looks like it's going to be perfect this weekend, knock on wood. So I actually get a game in and then go straight to the ballpark for the Padres Blue Jays.
Adam has literally sent us...
six reminders?
At least six reminders to be at the game for the biggest fan. Which is, I don't mind. I like going to the game. No problem there. Happy to be there. You're going to come after your Tier 1 game.
Yeah,
on
we're coming
Sunday.
Straight there after. Paul, are you coming too?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll be there early, and then I'll head to Channel 10 after like the fifth or sixth inning. But you can come later if you want it.
No,
you got your game moved up, so you can be there the whole time.
I moved my game, and the other coach said, sure, no problems. We moved it to 9 a.m., so as soon as we're done, do a little wipe down in the car, and cruise out to Petco Park. So excited about it.
All right, we're going to check our traffic for the last time, and then we can look ahead to today's sports day, including the Padres matchup in Milwaukee next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Paul, how do you boot somebody out of the chat? Because Tier 1 Jocelyn put in the chat, the UCSD ropes course is a fantastic team-building event, Adam Klug. That would be fun for the crew.
Nope.
Why don't we just let's run a half marathon as the station.
Should I put her in timeout?
I'll put her in timeout. We're not looking for ideas here. We're not crowdsourcing this idea. Let's put can you imagine us out on a ropes
parkour course?
Yeah. Like, how about powerlifting? Team building, powerlifting, and distance running. How about the triathlon? Team building triathlon. Jocelyn,
Bad idea.
Bad idea. Put her in timeout. Cannot do this. I'm sure Megan says it's gorgeous. I'm sure it is. You seen all of us? I don't want to go do a ropes course. I just don't. It's a lot of effort. Cameron says, I can imagine you doing
these. I can't even climb up a rope, so starts.
I never could.
I couldn't either.
Paul,
if you had the knots tied in the rope,
did you ever get up the rope in gym?
No.
I never got up.
Never got up
the rope. It was always the unexpected kid.
That kid, and he was like, and he'd get up, you're like, you stupid son of a bitch.
Not overly athletic.
No.
It just always that one kid, though, that could just fly up the rope.
I've never felt more like a weakling than on rope day and chin-up day. Mom, I do not feel good. I do not think I can make it to school today at all. Rope day was mortifying. And I hope that they've banned it in schools so that my kids' self-esteem is a little bit better than their dad's at 48 years old. I was so envious of those kids that could do it.
I think even if I was able to get to the top of the rope, the worst part would be like, now what?
Yeah, now I got to shimmy down too. Like this
rope burns
on your legs.
Burns the worst.
I remember there are people that can just see a rope and just climb it, which is and they like wrap their, they do that thing where they wrap their leg around it and they shimmy up. I don't have it, man. I've never had it. I've never been able to with the knots. You're right. Even you're standing on the bottom knot. And you're like, oh my God. Weak upper body, cannot get up that stupid thing. I hated that. I hated distance running more than anything in school. It's just the worst. So, no, Jocelyn, no feats of strength. Thank you very much for the stupid, stupid show.
Here's what we got coming up today for you. 3:40 EcoWater SoCal pregame show, 4:40 Padres and Brewers. Dylan Cease making his fourth start for the San Diego Padres. And while his last start was his first win, he's actually been very hard to hit in all three of his starts. He gave up two hits, four hits, two hits, and two earned runs, and no earned runs in his last three starts. Just one home run in those three starts as well. He struck out 6, 7, and 7. Dylan Cease may not be quite getting all of the results yet, but he's pretty much been as advertised.
He's my
so
game
far.
One starter, my friend. Period. The end.
For
right
a playoff
now.
Series right now, yeah. He's been the Padres' best pitcher so far, and he'll be on the mound against another veteran in Wade Miley, the left-hander who will go for the Milwaukee Brewers in game two of this series. He's also gotten off to a good start this season with a 2.25 ERA this year, and as you said in the past, has given the Padres some fits before as well. But, you know, this team has faced other guys that have also done well against them and seems like they've bounced out. Now, he's only had one start, so they only gave up one hit in that start against the Cincinnati Reds, who are usually a pretty potent offense. So we'll see how he backs it up today in his second game of the season.
Looking through some of the current Padres and what they've done off of Wade Miley right now, Benny, Xander's hit him pretty well, 333 average, slugging 556. Tatis has hit him well, just a couple ABs, one for two with a bomb. Manny's got two bombs off of him. Xander has one. He's pretty much owned Jake Cronenworth, 1 for 7, 2 Ks.
Profar. We'd be surprised if Jake's in the lineup tonight for multiple reasons.
Profar's hit him pretty well as well. So, yeah, the guys that you're going to see in there for sure. Hassan Kim, limited action, 1 for 3. So, but yeah, so you're gonna see a little bit of mixing and matching, I would imagine, today. He has not seen what Aggie Rosario can do off of him. That's my pick tonight to have a monster game.
And then Padres will wrap up the series tomorrow morning. We'll be off a little bit early for Sammy's pregame show at 9:10 a.m. Off day on Thursday, and then that aforementioned series against the Toronto Blue Jays this weekend at Petco Park, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So I have no knowledge of this, and you can look this up. How are the Toronto Blue Jays doing?
About 500.
Okay, I was gonna guess, but I was gonna say underachieving. But I just based on past performance in the last couple of years, are they 500?
They're 9-8, so just like the Padres, one game above 500. I mean, you could say that's underachieving, but that's kind of really where they've achieved the last few years.
True.
A few games, a gamer here or there above 500 the last couple of years. I'm sure they would hope for better, but
scary-ass team, though.
Everybody
dude.
In the AL East currently has a winning record,
yep.
At least one game above 500 in that entire division. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting team to see this weekend. Also, on the sports calendar today, Woods, what am I looking forward to?
Today on the sports calendar, mm-hmm. You are looking forward to the NBA play-in game.
Yes, the first two play-in games of the NBA postseason tonight, starting with the Los Angeles Lakers playing at the New Orleans Hornets in the 7-8 Western Conference play-in matchup at 4:30 p.m. on TNT. The winner gets the 7 seed in the West and plays the defending champion Denver Nuggets.
How many games they play?
One.
Just one and done?
Just one.
Okay.
Now, the loser of the 7-8 game gets to play at home against the winner of the 9-10 game, which is the second game tonight, the Golden State Warriors at the Sacramento Kings.
That's so that's fun, though.
That's like, an elimination game. The loser of that game is out. They're done. Their season is over.
So the 7-8 seeds,
it's two chances, basically.
It's two chances.
Yes, and the 9-10 have to win both to get into the bracket. So
there's a weird idea when that was
LeBron says it's so complicated they want to get rid of it. He's probably just mad because they were the 8th seed. They would have been in and facing Oklahoma City if there was no play-in tournament, which really is kind of the ideal outcome for the Lakers. I think you'd rather face the 1 seed Oklahoma City than the 2 seeded Denver Nuggets.
Mike Greenberg from ESPN was getting dragged, I guess, because I didn't hear the whole segment, but I guess his take was that the Lakers should throw their game, not play LeBron and AD,
so
that they would not have to face the Nuggets.
The risk there is very obvious, though. If you lose that game,
then
you're putting your entire season into one game against either the Sacramento Kings, who I think won 3 of 4 against here, or
the Warriors,
the Golden State Warriors, who still have Steph and Clay and can go off at any time, and all of a sudden,
you're now done
for the season. You just obliterated the Pelicans 2 days ago. I think you just have to take your chances, win the game, and
you don't
figure
play.
If you're going to win the championship, you're going to have to beat the Denver Nuggets at some point.
Exactly
if it's not
right.
In the first round, it'll probably be later on. Just take care of them early if you think you've got a chance. And if you don't, doesn't matter anyway who you play in the first round if you're not going to try to win a championship.
What time is that game?
4:30 for Lakers, Pelicans, 7 o'clock for Golden State, Sacramento, and then the Eastern Conference will be tomorrow. First game's interesting. The 8-9 game, or the 7-8 game, is Miami, Philadelphia. So you got the Heat, who made it all the way to the finals last year, remember, from the play-in tournament, against the Sixers, who got Joel Embiid back and have been playing really well. I mean, they're better than a play-in team, so that's an interesting matchup. The other two teams, Atlanta and Chicago, I think are kind of the losing record also rans, but they do get a 9-10 game tomorrow as well.
You said
also.
Hornets, by the way. It's the Pelicans.
Pelicans, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
They were the Hornets, and then they moved back to Charlotte. Very confusing. The teams change all the time. Yeah, Pelicans, sorry.
Well, I'm excited to see the tweet from the Dodgers wishing the Lakers good luck tonight. I know you are as well. City of Champions, right?
Maybe they won't.
Fight for LA, all that. Very cool. I'll be watching Pods.
It's more Southern California's team,
hey,
I think.
Totally, totally.
SoCal Lakers.
Something that Lakers fans say.
Well, we don't have a team here.
It's more tingly than hot.
San Diego. So
I'll be watching the pod race, my friend. I will not see 1 second of
I will also be watching the pod race.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Keeping just a little tab on what's going on.
Some noties on your phone.
Love a 4:40 first pitch.
It was last night at 7:08. I remember looking down, the game's coming to a close, and I just looked at Ann and I go, this is livid. This is, the kids were down, still light outside, but I was like, this is livid. Game's almost over, and this is a beautiful thing. A 4:40 start is like the greatest
start.
No,
it's a little, some people, it's a little early because they don't get home from work, and they're missing the first few innings.
Since when do I care about
other
people, Ben? I'm talking about myself.
I understand you don't, but it is... It's a little early for some people.
I understand. It's not like the old days. You can watch it on your phone at work. You can watch it and listen to it in your car right here on 97.3 The Fan, San Diego's number one sports station. You can listen to that. You know, there's a lot of ways to consume. For your old pal Woodsy, gets those kids down, gets a nice, healthy night's sleep. It's pretty wonderful. Pretty wonderful.
Now, the later games, though, your kids are already down. You can focus on the game.
It's hard.
It's different.
My
like,
gosh,
you're going to be
hard.
In... Dinner, bed prep time. That's hard to watch the game for you.
It
sometimes.
Very much is. Bo asked me last night, what if they hit it into the high deck? What's your question? Well, does that mean? I go, it's still just one run. Well, what if there's two guys on base? It's still a three-run homer.
There's no distance bonuses. This is
no,
not the home
it's
run
not the home
derby.
Run derby. He's make, bro, I love him. Obviously, you know that. He's making me insane. The other day, and I tweeted this, if you missed it, we get out of the car to go pick up Taylor at preschool. And there's a penny on the ground. And Bo goes, oh, Dad, look, a quarter. I go, that's a penny. He goes, oh, some kind of nickel. Bro, I start ripping my hair out of my head.
Kids today will have a better idea of what cryptocurrency
Dude,
is than coins, which are almost That's completely
a nickel,
irrelevant.
Oh, is that like a Bitcoin?
Right. Oh, some kind of nickel.
What can you buy with it? Nothing.
Literally nothing.
Nothing at all.
We're watching the Masters on Friday. I tweeted this one. He goes, oh, is Xander Schauffele is playing. He has a friend named Xander. So he goes, oh, Xander, like my friend, that's a cool name. I go, yeah, he went to San Diego State. He goes, oh, so he played basketball? I go, no. I go, they have other sports there. And he goes, well, what sport did he play? I'm like, what are you watching him playing? You're watching him play golf. He clearly played golf there. He's doing this on purpose, I'm convinced. He's going to drive me insane.
Oh, man. Says getting gaslighted by a 5-year-old.
Gaslighted, yes. Some kind of nickel. This is one of my favorite lines I've ever heard. And I don't know if he was kidding or not. I have no idea.
All right, that's it for us. Annie and Elston coming up next for executive producer and imaging director Paul Reindl. For Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.